It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this wintry Saturday morning. Hope you had a great new year as we brought in 2014. What a year 2013 was, and it's too bad that I dropped the line down in Tampa where it was nice and warm. Jeez, just 2 days ago I was basking in 70-degree weather, and it looks like we might not even get above zero.
Oh, yeah, rub it in, rub it in.
So buckle up, folks. We're in for a ride weather-wise this weekend and into Monday and Tuesday, but things are hot on the basketball court. The boys and girls basketball teams, what a big night they had last night against Oskaloosa. And the boys continue to be hot. We're going to talk with Coach Kevin Archer about this Blue Demon basketball team, about the Christmas break, an important time for all the sports. We're going to talk with Coach Dave Winger. The same thing, as they're up at Grinnell right now in their wrestling tournament. We're going to join him at 9:30 and talk about the wrestling team. They've got a big upcoming week, and their first home meet's coming up on the 14th of January. We'll be there to bring you that coverage, and it's the only home meet for the Blue Demons, so we need everyone to come out and support them. But after a timeout, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little basketball. Talked with Coach Achenbach just a few minutes ago. He's over helping me get ready for the Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League. 70 teams from about 18 different communities going to be playing in gyms all over Southern Iowa. And so our youth are getting ready to go. But when we come back, we'll talk with Coach Archer about this Blue Demon basketball team who continues to be hot after the Christmas break. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate, Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Anderson's Country Store in Beacon just keeps adding to their great menu. Now serving soups, cheeseburger soup, and chili, plus their new garlic chicken pizza. It's more than a convenience store. All your favorite beverages, the best tasting pizza in Iowa. Drive-up window, delivery of pizzas 5 to 8 in the evenings. The service is great, the food is great, and the hours are great. Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 10. Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, where Becky is waiting for you.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Cold Saturday morning. Going to get colder this weekend. But the gyms have been hot around the Lady D's and the Blue Demons, so whatever court they find their way on. And I've got the hottest coach in Southern Iowa, Coach Kevin Archer, sitting next to me. And Coach, boy, your team came out of the Christmas break and played some fantastic basketball last night against Oskaloosa, getting a big win.
Yeah, it was good to see. And that Christmas break, it was kind of weird just how the days were set up, and gave them the day after Christmas off, and I kind of felt guilty about it. But usually I feel like we have seven days in there where we can get a practice in and get a scrimmage in. And I felt like we were short a day or two this year coming back, maybe a little bit earlier, and kind of worried about that a little bit. But I really think last night was good, just getting a game in before, you know, we really hit conference play hard next week. But yeah, really happy about how we came out, and we had a really good scrimmage earlier in the week, and I was pretty happy with how we looked there for the most part. And I thought we'd come out and play pretty well last night, but I just thought our energy was really good, and the guys played hard, and it's a group that just continues to enjoy being around each other and enjoy playing with each other. And we focus on that a lot, just making sure that we're in it for the right reasons, and the guys are treating each other the right way.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, going into the Christmas break, what were those things that maybe, what's that one thing maybe you were surprised about, or a thing that stood out that, man, this is something I didn't see coming, or that surprising good thing?
I'm not too sure about that one. That's tough. Maybe just the way that some of our guys had played, maybe I was a little bit surprised about. But, you know, we play so much in the summer that I think I have a pretty good feel going into the season about what to expect. I really wasn't sure that Matt was going to be able to put up the numbers that he's put up, especially there in the first half. I was really surprised with that, especially with the high percentage that he's shot. I guess I really wasn't expecting that. And we've had some guys play around him, but our deal is, when you look at us statistically, you know, Matt really stands out, and then there isn't really anybody else that stands out from a statistic standpoint. And a lot of that's because we generally have another double digit score, but it hasn't been the same guy every time. So when you look at us, when you look at our stats, you kind of feel like, oh, there isn't really another guy that steps up, and that's not really the case. It's just been different guys every night. And last night, you know, I thought, was one of those nights maybe where Matt didn't shoot as well as he wanted to. I think he still shot a decent percentage, but he missed some shots that he really hasn't missed so far this season. And we had a lot of other guys step up. I think we had five different guys hit threes last night. So again, and I think Tanner Wynn was in double digits, which was great. I thought he played really well, but we had a lot of different guys chip in last night. And that was great to see, because that's what we're going to need. We're going to need a more collective effort, because, you know, I really feel like Matt's going to play the way that he's playing. I mean, he's put so much time in. I think he's going to be pretty consistent. But just to see some other guys step up and get confidence was really important.
Well, you're the coach. You've been doing this for a while. You got a guy that's going off like Matt Baker's going off. He's a special athlete, really good athlete. But they can't do that consistently over long periods of time if the defense doesn't have somebody else to prepare for. You know, so you got to have other guys that are creating stress on defense. Otherwise, teams can do a box and one. They can be creative with their defense and just focus on one guy. So, in order for Matt to continue to have those kind of nights, even though he's a special basketball player, you got to have guys around him that are making the defense work as well.
Right, and we obviously talk about that a ton. But the great thing about us, I think, is that we've got a team that knows, you know, what we're good at and what we need to do. And we've got a group of guys, I think, that understand that, you know, Matt is our best offensive player, and a group of guys that are okay with that. But you're right. we're going to, the defenses are going to adjust and we're going to see some different looks. Really, the weird thing is the night that we saw boxing one, I think Matt Baker had 39, you know, and all those other nights we've seen just basically man to man with a little bit more focus on him. But yeah, the guys understand that he's a really important part of our offense. And I think guys are okay with that, but we've really been working on in practice, especially cheating over on Matt and trying to create situations where he's got to create for others. And he understands that too. He just wants to win basketball games. And I think we've got a group that just wants to win basketball games. So, like I said, we keep that attitude up and that's our main focus all year long. You know, we might set ourselves up for some special things.
Well, Coach, going into the break, what were those things that maybe you were pinpointing that, hey, we really have to focus on working on this?
I thought we needed to put a couple of things in, you know, tweak our zone defense a little bit or add a dimension to our zone defense that we didn't have. In the half court, what happens with us is, and it's probably my fault, but when you get into games, I get so wrapped up in getting ready for the next opponent and preparing for what they like to do and creating situations that we're going to see come game time that we kind of get away from some of the breakdown stuff. We get away from our shell. We get away from our half court man-to-man defense where we're able to rotate and communicate and work on all those little things. So over break, you get to treat some of those practices like you do your preseason practices where you really get back in and you break things down. And we'll do that in January. We'll continue to get better at those little things and break things down. But I think that's the biggest thing to me over break is that you're able to get back to some of the things you did preseason and work on those again, because some of those things kind of get pushed off to the side when you're doing your preparation.
Coach, you know, this team has so many weapons. You have the two Sarver boys that can just absolutely fly up and down the court. You've got Tanner Wynn. I think Tanner Wynn, you know, he's got a special shot. The kid can knock down the basket, and he understands he's a cerebral player. He, to me, is that guy that can be that consistent guy that can step up and have those double digits every week. He could be that next consistent guy offensively for you.
I think so. I think he's capable of it. And the really nice thing about Tanner is Tanner does such a nice job creating for others, too. He's really good off the dribble. He's quick. So, you know, last night he knocks down a couple of threes, and you have to go out and you have to respect him from the outside. He's going to get into the paint and create for others. You know, you talked about Ryan and Luke. Ryan and Luke both knocked down a three last night. Luke's shot has come a long way since last year. Ryan really shot the ball well last year. You know, Zach Hugan, I think coming into last night, was shooting over 50% from the three-point line. He's really been that. I think he's probably been that second guy a little bit more consistently than Tanner Wynn has so far. But, you know, he's no slouch. Mason Cox is a nice basketball player. So, you know, we've got the two bigs that do a lot of dirty work for us. And we just got Dalton Peterson back last night. We were kind of worried there. Didn't have Dalton Peterson the last, what were we missing him, three or four games. We didn't have him. And he's cleared and he's ready to go with us. And probably didn't play Dalton as much as I should have last night. It was one of those things where I thought they were trying to be smaller and a little bit more athletic. So I thought, you know, maybe we can play a little bit smaller. And I should have went back to Dalton a little bit because he does some really good things for us too, him and Vic Sanders. So no, we've got a lot of guys that can put the ball in the basket. And it's just a matter of these, some of those guys getting confidence. You know, Blake Bayer hits a three last night. I forgot about Blake. Blake's a tremendous defensive player, probably our best defensive player, and we bring him off the bench. So, I felt good at the end of last night from a standpoint of getting some guys some confidence and some guys feeling a little bit better about their offensive games, which was really important heading into next week.
Well, next week, a big week for you guys. You know, conference is so important. But right now, you know, I'd say that the league's got their eyes focused on you, Coach. You know, you guys, I couldn't say you came under the radar because, you know, everyone could see that you had athletes. But starting to see the way you guys are playing, I'll tell you what, you're going to have that big old target right on your back. You guys, your team's going to have to prepare for that because everyone's going to be shooting for you.
Yeah, I think teams are going to understand that we're a threat. You know, I'm not too sure if you can put the target on our back yet with Centerville being undefeated in conference and winning it last year and bringing back three starters, you know. But we feel really good about who we are. And, and the conference is kind of shaping out the way that we thought it would. You know, us, Centerville, and Sheraton have had pretty good starts. You know, we were fortunate enough to get a win at Sheraton, but that's a really good ball club. And then you've got those other teams. Excuse me, those other teams that are gonna be tough every night and present challenges as we move through the season. So it is kind of turning into what we thought, but we're not going to have an easy night. The way that our team's built, every game's going to be a battle. But yeah, I'd imagine that there's some teams that have us marked on the schedule. And the great thing about us is that, you know, we're a half hour from about everybody. So you can really say, oh, this is a rivalry game. Oh, this is a rivalry game. We probably have four rivalry games, you know, Davis County, Centerville, Sheraton, Eddyville. We're right in the middle of all those. So we've kind of formed some pretty good rivalries with all four schools over the years. You know, maybe not so much Clark, but there's a lot of teams that we play that really, you know, our game is a big game, and you see that in the crowds when we go to their place. And I thought our crowd last night was awesome. I was kind of surprised about how good last night's crowd was, but if we have that type of crowd for Oskaloosa, I'd imagine, you know, Tuesday with Davis County, Friday with Eddyville Blakesburg, those are going to be tremendous crowds.
Well, Coach, got to get a little recipe for success this coming week. It's a big week for you. You know, they're getting in the conference play, Davis County. You know, what are those keys, those formulas for Blue Demon success this next week?
I've really got to continue to watch Davis County. I've seen a little bit, talked a little bit with some other coaches about Davis County, but you know, good guard play. You know, they play really hard for Coach Graves, and they always have. They want to get out and run, and I feel kind of maybe this year they're a little bit more perimeter oriented. They're relying on maybe the jumper a little bit more than they have, but you know, not to say that they're not going to attack the basket. I don't feel like they've got, you know, guys that are going to play a ton with their back to the basket, but you know, probably want to spread you and attack and maybe rely a little bit more on the jumper, like I said. So, and Eddyville has a couple of really nice players back in Schwartz and Jensen. Two guys that can shoot it, two guys that want to attack. So it's a matter of getting familiar first with Davis County. And Davis County, you know, I'm sure like us, does a lot of the same things that they've always done. So just getting reacquainted with some of their sets and discussing their guys and making sure that we're good in transition. But the great thing about us is that, you know, we want to get out and run too. So if Davis County wants to make it up tempo, that's really what we would like to do also. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that last night. We had a lot of pushes up the sideline, a couple times where we just went one pass and got to the rim. So that was really good to see. And I don't know if it's the case, but some of these games where we've kind of extended it late, you know, maybe it's a situation where we are kind of wearing teams down in transition, and hopefully that is the case, that, you know, we just keep running, and eventually later in the game we're getting the types of looks that we wanted to get all along.
Well, Coach, this team that we talked about can get up and down the court, an athletic group. You see that being something that you guys are maybe going to make more of an emphasis the second half?
I think it's been, yeah, we've really, really emphasized it the whole time. And it's frustrating because, you know, teams are well coached and they'll come out and they'll try to take the transition game away from you. But lots, I think that's what maybe that was my point, was that, you know, early on when the game plan's still in place and everybody's fresh, it might be a little bit tougher for you to get out and run, but wearing on the team, get out in passing lanes. That was some things we did a little bit that we've gotten better at, I think, this year, is we'll get a deflection, we'll get our hands on the ball, and then we'll be able to get out and push maybe on a steal or on a turnover, which is really important for us. But yeah, the transition game's always been, especially, you know, these last couple of years when, you know, the size has kind of went away from us and we've improved ourselves athletically, that we've understood that we have to get out and run. And that's the great thing about high school basketball, I think, is that from a coaching standpoint, is you've got to know what you have, and you've got to be able to adapt to what you have and be able to play different defenses, be able to play different offenses. Because if you have a set system, if you have something that you want to do from year in and year out, you kind of get yourself stuck. Because, you know, if we wanted to play like we did in 2010 when we were 6'5", 6'6", you know, we wouldn't be very successful right now. I mean, we're not a team that can slow it down and you know, go 30 seconds and make it a half-court game and really, you know, be methodical. You know, we need to get out and we need to run. So that's the fun thing, is just understanding what you have and making adjustments from year to year.
Well, that's been in my opinion, that's been the reason why you've been successful. You've been able to make those type of adjustments, staying still true to some of the basic philosophy you have, but to be able to make those adjustments and doing a good job of looking into the future, kind of seeing, you know, guys young in the program, or what you might have ahead. Because that's why the freshman and the JV and the 7th and 8th grade programs are so important, is that you get a chance to really look and see, you know, what's coming my way, what can I prepare for.
Absolutely. And you know, I think probably the style of play that we're playing right now is probably something that we're going to do for a ways to come. You know, I mean, you don't really see a ton of size making its way through the program. You know, there are some guys that have the potential, but we're just not that way anymore, which is really strange. I mean, I get here and, you know, we have Pat Steinbach, we have Jared Krall, we have Jason Krall. We're big. And Zach Simpson, you know, we had that size. So, and that was really something that I was always used to doing too, is that slow it down, really work with half court sets and really work on getting it inside. And we've kind of transitioned away from that. Just, I don't know what it is, you know, genetically, whatever happens, you know, and now you're looking at a talent base that's more athletic, and we're going to, you know, more guard oriented. But you know, that's really how the game's kind of turning anyway. I mean, you know, I know you're not a big fan of them, but you know, Iowa State doesn't even, they don't, they've got, you know, maybe one guy that they go to at the block, but that guy also comes out and shoots threes. You know, they want to spread it. They want to attack. They want to have guys that can dribble. They can shoot. They can do a lot of different things. You know, it's kind of getting away from that time where you have the big country Reeves, or you're trying to go into the block, and the basketball's just changed. But like I said, I think we've got kids coming up that are well suited for that game.
Well, to get the running game going and to get up and down the court, you got to play a tremendous defense, and that's a formula that you've always brought. And on that half of the court, you guys have always been really, really tough. And in those years where it's been slowed down on the offense side, you had to really pound it on the defense side.
Right. And again, it's something a little bit different. You know, we're mixing in some zone this year, and that we haven't done a lot in the past, and some of that is because of our size, you know, and trying to get those deflections and trying to get out into passing lanes. But you know, man-to-man, the way that we play man-to-man really hasn't changed a lot. And we came out last night, first two possessions, and had steals going the other way in our man-to-man defense, and I thought it was looking okay. You know, it's just one of those things where you try the zone for a little bit and the zone looks better. But yeah, we still teach a lot of things the same way. It's just, you know, it's not an offensive deal either when you change physically, or when you have different guys, you've got to think of some different things to do defensively, and the way that you try to defend and the way that you try to stop changes from a defensive standpoint. You know, obviously you've got to do different things in the half court to protect the paint when you don't have a ton of size, and being able to provide backside, or maybe being able to dig a little bit more and be able to rotate out of that and being good at those things. You know, has been maybe a little bit more of a focus than it has in the past.
Coach, you just looking, back on your career here, what, you know, from a personal standpoint, what's been the thing that maybe that's kind of in your mind maybe changed a little bit over those years, or maybe that you started to settle in and start to become easier? What have been those changes in personally from you as a coach, not necessarily around philosophy or just the game itself?
I'm not too sure. I guess from a personal standpoint, is the longer that I'm here, or the longer that you're in one place, I think you're really comfortable, and you know, having the program in place and people getting to know you and the kids getting to know you, a lot of those things really become easier. You know, I remember the first couple of years when
Ring in the new year with big savings during Menards' 11% rebate sale. Receive an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even sale-priced items. Save 11% on lumber, roofing, and siding. Save 11% after rebate on carpet, cabinets, doors, and windows. Save 11% on appliances, insulation, tools, lights, even gift cards. Hurry, good through January 4th. So save today with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're thinking about adding on-farm grain storage, think about ordering a new Brock grain storage bin now. By ordering your Brock bins early, you're assured of getting delivery and installation when you want it. Plus, you can take advantage of Brock's early season discounts. Winter is the best time to buy a new Brock bin. See Marvin Creech for a good deal and to start planning for next year's harvest. Creech Ag Structures is your Brock dealer in Eldon, Iowa. But you better hurry. These discounts won't last long. We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in, blood sport arrows tipped with rages, or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Humiston Livestock Auction Cafe this coming Tuesday features Thelma from Cater to You Plate Dinners. Choose from roast beef or broasted chicken, including sides and salads with soft serve ice cream for dessert, all for only $7. Plan on getting your lunch at the Humiston Livestock Auction Cafe this Tuesday with Thelma from Cater to You. Everyone is welcome. Meet your neighbors and sit for a spell. Serving is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Your cost is only $7. That's at the Humiston Livestock Auction Cafe with Thelma this Tuesday.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back. Sorry about the little technical difficulties, but we're sitting here with Coach Arch. We're talking about Blue Demon basketball. And while we were off, we were talking about the consistency of the basketball program and Coach Archer being here 13 years What they didn't hear, Coach, is you talk about the importance of the consistency in the program being here long. And one of the things that you said that stood out to me is you talked about the some coaches will get a couple in, see the group of kids that are coming up is going to be a little thin, so they try to look for greener grass. Well, the thing I've always thought is that I can look at my neighbor's greener grass and want to go over and stand on it, or I can fertilize and work on growing my own grass and have the green grass on my side. And that's tough to do, but hard work and consistency in your program will build that green grass that everybody wants.
Right, and I guess the point I was trying to make is that you don't understand how lucky you are until you've been in a place long enough, or lucky enough to be in a place long enough to have those relationships and to have some of those long-term relationships that you build and some of the some of the kids that you get to know and the families that you get to know, and when that pays off, and you're able to have, like I said, kids that played for you back on staff, and you're in a community long enough where you really get to know a lot of different people, you know, it's gratifying. And it's not so much, you know, thinking about other places. It's just something I don't think that a lot of people realize, is that when you're able to be somewhere for that long, you know, there's so much around the coaching aspect, and there's so much outside of it that is gratifying as a, you know, as an individual, or gratifying as a coach, that I don't think you realize when you're starting out, how beneficial that can be.
Coach, busy week ahead for you, Coach. Appreciate all you're doing, and keep up the good work. And your guys are playing some really hot basketball, and makes it a lot of fun to go in the gym on a Tuesday and a Friday night. And that's what you got ahead of you this week, and go get them.
Thanks, appreciate you having me. Big week for us, and like I said, it's a really great group of guys, and guys that want to work, guys that want to get better, and I really think we're going to continue to do so.
Head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, hot on the basketball court. Big week ahead for him in conference action. Get out and watch this team play. And, of course, we'll be along the way bringing some of these broadcasts. So you'll catch all the action right here on your Sports Leader KMC. We'll take a quick time out, come back, catch it with Coach Dave Winger. He's in the middle of a tournament up in Grinnell. We'll talk with him about his Christmas break and the upcoming rest they're going to get into here in the wrestling season. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach Corner. Don't go anywhere.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slenning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides, fresh tortilla wraps, and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Just talked a little basketball right there. Congratulations, Coach Archer. What an amazing start they've got to the season. And Coach Achenbach, ladies and Blue Demons playing some outstanding basketball. It's going to be a fun winter we've got here. And, of course, we're talking about the hard court. And then we move to the mats. And I've got Coach Dave Wenger with us. Coach, you're in Grinnell, if I'm not mistaken. And you guys have got all seated and your first duel underway.
We are in Des Moines, buddy. We're in the big city. So we're at
I apologize, Coach. I lost you for a second.
We're at Lincoln High School in Des Moines today, buddy.
Oh.
We're wrestling in the Lincoln Duels up here today.
Well, talk about the competition you got ahead of you today, and then we'll talk about this Christmas break.
Yeah, sure. It's a great duel. It's the first annual, and I don't know if everybody knows, but the schedule is kind of messed up this year with the weeks, and this is actually a week that we normally have off. So, we were looking for a spot to land, with the extra week, and Lincoln put this duel tournament together, and it's really turned out to be a fantastic day, with some great teams. Right now we're wrestling against Des Moines Roosevelt, so, rich wrestling tradition with Roosevelt, and I think we were through the 152-pound matches when I left, and Hugh Sinclair was on the mat, and I think we were up 24-12, so, and we started at 106 pounds. So Roosevelt here first, and then second round, we wrestle Bondurant Farrar, which is a team that we'll need to see for later in the year, see how we stack up against them. And then in the third round, if I'm not mistaken, we wrestle Sioux City West. So they traveled a long ways to wrestle here. So, and then we'll run into our placing rounds, and I anticipate that we'll see Lincoln in that round, and then Atlantic, who we're really looking forward to wrestling today.
Coach, a great lineup there of teams to in this dual meet. You got an advantage this year. You got all the weights filled. Whether you're able to, after the Christmas break, continue that, making sure that you got a wrestler at every spot?
We're short of 13 and a 20-pounder right now, but we've got some things to sort out there yet. But, I'm confident that that we'll be able to find a couple wrestlers for those two weight classes. And so we're without those two today. And then, let's see, am I short anyplace else? I can't even remember. Jason, you're putting me on the spot here. I think that's it, because the good thing about, I'm gonna give some props to Hugh Sinclair. The good thing about Hugh Sinclair is that we can plug him in. He's a great utility guy, and we've got him plugged in at 52 today, and then I allow, Griffin to wrestle at 60 and Brett to wrestle at 70, and then Dalton's gonna wrestle at 82 today. And then, of course, we weighed in Carter Isley and Jacob West, both in at 195, and then we'll always give Carter the tougher match there. And I've got a couple heavyweights on my roster today, so we'll just make a decision whether we're going to wrestle Trevor Blackford or Connor McDonough there. So we're pretty close, looking pretty good.
Coach, the Christmas break is so important. You got guys that you want to got to maintain weight, or you got to really start focusing down to get to the guys to where they need to be weight wise, and then you got to work on the technique of getting better as a wrestler. How was your Christmas break, and what are those nice surprises coming out into the second half of the season?
Well, the Christmas break was good. I was able to personally do some things. With the days of the week falling where they did, it allowed everybody, not just myself, but everybody to get out of the wrestling room for 4 days and do what they needed to do to get refreshed. So that was beneficial. That's one of the things that we look forward to every year, but this year especially, it was welcome. So we took a nice break, and then when we came back, I guess the biggest surprise for me was that our weights were managed really, really well. And you know what, I think that says a lot about the young men that we've got on our team, because I'm pretty certain that I ate more than they did, and I'm sure that they all had to sacrifice over Christmas, and they all came back in, and they were in great shape weight-wise, and like I said, that's a testament to, the goals that they have this year, and so that impressed me a lot, and the maturity level that they're reaching as well.
Coach's team with so many accolades and the eyes of the media, and of course of your opponents. How's the mental aspect of this team? You look around, you know you have the athletes. But this season is going to be one with a lot of targets on their backs. And how are the guys handling that?
Well, I think the guys are handling it well. You know, I think that they've been around wrestling long enough, and they've established a name for themselves, you know, since they were real young kids. And, you know, it's kind of funny because when we walk into the venues like this that we haven't been to in a while, you know, the Leshens and the Folkerts and the Osings, they know almost everybody, you know, or somebody, no matter where we go, because of the youth circuit that they used to go on. So, you know, they're well rehearsed at what they expect, you know, with the target on their back. And of course, football helped quite a bit as well, you know, to get acclimated to that. But I don't know how well the coaches are taking it though, Chase. So we, you know, it's a pretty stressful situation. I had somebody ask me the other day how it was going, and you know, it's tough as a coach, and a lot of times people don't get the coach's perspective. But there's a lot of pressure on our coaching staff to perform as well, and it's just something that I've got to learn. It's new to me as well, you know, and it's just something that I'm going to need to learn to manage. But it's fun.
Well, Coach, a big week coming up for you guys, but none bigger than the 14th, that home meet that you guys got coming up. That's going to be important for your program. One, to get to showcase your seniors, but it's your only home meet.
Yeah, that's true. Aside from sectionals, you know, we got sectionals, which is a good thing to have. It's a big advantage for us going into the postseason. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the 14th. It was a duel that we were able to throw together to get a home meet. And Oskaloosa is going to come down, Fairfield's going to come over, and then Iowa City West, which is a top 10 team. Heck, I think they're a top 5 team in 3A, one of the best teams in the Midwest, for that matter, not just the state, but the Midwest is wanting to come in and get some good matches, and I'm really excited for that. And the kids kind of have it circled on their calendar, you know, not only because it's senior night, but because they're going to be challenged tremendously that night, not just by Iowa City West, but Oski brings some good kids, and so does Fairfield. So, and I'm looking forward to that. It's a bittersweet night for me because I have to say goodbye to several seniors that have really meant the world to me. That, you know, there's a lot of year left, and although we're going to say goodbye to them, you know, at home, we still have a lot of things that we're going to accomplish after the 14th. But yeah, I hope everybody comes out and supports these seniors especially.
Well, Coach, Atlantic, you're looking forward to Atlantic today. What's the big contest there you're looking forward to?
Great question. Darian Schwenke versus Shadow Leshen. We've got a 1-2 matchup there, buddy. So I know that you would enjoy seeing that. Schwenke is the second-ranked 120-pounder, and I think he's going to test the waters today, see how he fits in at 126, and I don't think there's a better person to test him than Shadow Leshen. So I'm really looking forward to that match. Now, if you remember all the way back to Shadow's freshman year, Schwenke pinned Shadow, so Shadow has not forgotten that, trust me. So he's excited for the match. He was glad to see that Schwenke weighed in at 126, and you know, that's what makes it pretty cool about wrestling, is that kids are going to try to find matches that are going to make them better, and Atlantic stepped up to the plate. You know, they could have weighed in at 120 pretty easily, you know, and not taken that match, but they're interested in getting better, and we're going to see it go down here probably about 2:00 this afternoon. So.
Well, Coach, you've talked about this in the first half of the season, but you're going to have guys that are going to avoid, your top wrestlers, and your top wrestlers aren't going to be wrestled not like they would when they get to state, because the guys are going to try to avoid them.
Right, yeah, and we see that a lot. You know, I was talking to Denny Whitlow, Moravia's coach, about that a couple weeks ago. We didn't necessarily want that match with Briar Cochran and bumping Kyle up to 13 to take on Briar, it doesn't necessarily do us much good. But, you know, Whitlow's getting a little bit upset about that, and not just with us, but people bumping away from Briar. So they're, you know, it's no matter where you're at, but we're tasting that a lot as well with several guys, and it gets frustrating. You know, you want your kids they go through the work, they make weight, they want competition, and then they go out and get their hand raised, and it really, that's kind of the unfortunate thing about wrestling sometimes, is that people can slide away from you, and it's happened to us quite a bit. But, you know, it is what it is, and you just take it and you move on, and hopefully somebody wrestles you eventually. So,
Any big moves in weights or surprise moves in terms of where guys are going to wrestle this year, Coach, after the Christmas break?
Yeah, Griffin Osing is going to go down to 152, and, you know, he's one of those tweeners, what I call a tweener. You know, he's going to have to suck a little bit to get down to 152. He walks around about 163, 164, so, you know, there's going to have to take a little bit of dedication to maintain it at 52. But, you know, the good thing about wrestling and duels is we're able to slide, like I said, Hughes pretty it's pretty nice to have him, so you can slip in him in there and then, you know, bump Griffin up. But he's going to make that descent down to 52. But other than that, I think everything's shaping up. You know, we've got what we've got right now. So,
well, Coach, I'm going to talk just about you just for a few more seconds here, because to me, he's the guy that you know, you look at the seniors you got and the ranked guys, but he's one of those guys that maybe gets lost in the rankings, but he's such an important part of this team and such an outstanding hard worker, smart kid, but do whatever you ask him type of teammate. But he's a real important part to where this team goes.
Yeah, there's no question, and thanks for bringing that up. Not only he gets overlooked by me as well, and sometimes, you know, you really can't explain what a kid like that means to your program, especially when you've got Griffin that struggles to make it down to 52. You know, you got a guy that, you know, with Hugh that can step on a scale and weigh 152 pounds about any time, and then you got a guy like Griffin that will struggle to make it down, especially if you have to weigh in three times a week. You know, it would be torturous for Griff to do that. So we're able to slide you in there, and he can get, you know, dual matchups for us. But the thing that I feel bad about is that, you know, we gotta kick him out of the lineup when Griff gets down to 52, when Griff gets down to 52. So, you know, he came in the office last week and we talked about it, and I just told him that he needs to figure out a plan, you know, what would be best for him. Is it going to 45 and trying to earn a spot there? Is it possibly maybe going to 38 and trying to find a spot in there? But, you know, that's the thing, you know, about wrestling, is that sometimes you have to look for plan B. And so, yeah, you asked that question earlier. That might be something that later on down the line that you might see Hugh get a chance to wrestle somebody off and work his way into our tournament lineup as well.
Well, Coach, so many diverse guys that can move different weights and what a joy that is. Like, a long ways from having only six wrestlers to having maybe three or four guys or maybe six guys all within a certain wrestling weight range.
Yeah, it's a joy and a heartbreaker at the same time. Talking about Hugh, you wish with all your heart that you can find a spot for him. And, you know, there's only one 152-pounder, and you know, in that case, it's not so much fun, obviously. But for the most part, the interchangeable parts are a lot better than sending nobody out at all. That is so depressing. You know, you would watch kids time after time, weight after weight after weight, going out to get their hands raised, and now we're kind of turning the tables on that.
Well, I know you want to get back to your team, Coach. Appreciate you taking out the extra time here to visit with us, but give us a little brief description of what's ahead this coming week.
Yeah, so we're done with the duels here. Hey, thanks for bringing that up, because I would have forgot that our youth tournament's tomorrow. So, big fundraiser for us. It funds our wrestling program. If there's anybody out there at all that would like to help in any way, even if it's just supervising kids, you know, which I guess sometimes can be the toughest job, I guess, but you don't have to know wrestling to help out. If you ever felt the need to volunteer or to help out with anything, we've got a spot for you on Sunday at 8 o'clock. So we'll start wrestling at 9, and I know you've been to our youth tournament before, so it's probably the most stressful day of my year, if you can believe that. We wrestle in Wells Fargo Arena in front of 15,000 people, and I think this youth tournament is more stressful than that, so getting all the matchups made and stuff. So that's tomorrow, so come on out and enjoy some wrestling there and help out if you can. And then next week we go up to the old Allie Morrison Duels up at Marshalltown, and I know you've been up there before. Great venue for wrestling, and so we're open until next Saturday, which will be nice as well.
Coach, have a great week. Good luck tomorrow. I know that's a lot of work for you. So if you can help volunteer, give Coach Winger a call or just show up at the gym at 8 o'clock in the morning. I know you'll be there long before that.
Yeah, probably about 6:30, I think. So if not before that. So, yeah, it's usually a pretty full day, but it's fun, too, at the same time when you get 300 kids in there that enjoy wrestling. It's fun. Hey, one more thing before you go. I heard through the grapevine that you called Coach Archer the hottest coach. Now, what about me? Are you throwing me out back, or what's going on, buddy?
I think we have the opportunity to maybe have a showdown here with coaches. Because Coach Achenbach just texted me a few seconds ago and said the same thing.
Oh, well.
Maybe we have a wrestle-off. You know, I think that might be the best way to do it, Coach.
You know, we could declare it a three-way tie because if Schofield's in it, you know that he's going to get last place. So we'll be in pretty good shape if that's the case. Just keep Schofield out of it. He's not going to win any beauty contests, that's for sure.
Rumor has he's been shaving his legs for the last 2 months to get himself in perfect, good-looking shape.
He needs more help than that, buddy.
Head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Avia Blue Demons. One of the three hottest coaches in Southern Iowa, Coach Dave Winger.
That's better.
All right, have fun today, Coach. Go get him, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. Hey, buddy, thanks for having me on.
Head coach of the Avia wrestling team, one of the top-ranked wrestling teams in all the state. Lots of eyes on the wrestling program, as it should be. And what a big second half of the year we've got. Looking forward as we continue to make our way to the Wells Fargo Arena, where this Blue Demon team will be well represented at the state wrestling tournament. We'll take a quick time back out, come back, and wrap things up here from the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa is open for business. For all your prescription needs, come to Medicap Pharmacy on A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. You get that friendly, knowledgeable service, free parking right in front. For all your prescription needs, come to Medicap Pharmacy. Business as usual. Medicap Pharmacy on A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
And another busy Saturday morning in the books here from the corner 34 and 5, the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. I want to thank everyone here at Community First Credit Union for making this possible. You're looking for a chance to refinance. Maybe you had a little bigger Christmas than you anticipated, and maybe the credit cards got racked up a little bit. Well, you can come out here, and they'll take good care of you. You can put that into a personal loan and get an interest rate that's much more favorable than the credit card rates that are going on. Of course, we're going to be looking forward to spring here. I know we're just getting started here in winter, but these spring projects will be coming up, and you start to plan those, and they'll come out, and they'll help you figure out the next renovation stage of your home. And the Community First Credit Union, where they'll take care of you and the personal service that you can find right here at the corner 34 and 5. I want to thank Coach Kevin Archer and the Blue Demon boys basketball team. Outstanding start here for this team. A group of guys that are fun to watch play basketball, but really good kids. And Coach says they're having lots of fun, and you can watch it and see it in the way that they play and play together. They really got the team side of basketball down. Coach Larry Achenbach, the Cardiac Girls this season, and they continue to go about their winning ways and have an outstanding season. They get a big win last night over Oskaloosa, and Coach Achenbach will join me next Saturday morning. We'll talk about the Lady D's, and they're going to have a big week coming up as well, as the boys and girls will travel together, Davis County and Avil Blakesburg Fremont on the docket for both the boys and the girls. And as you just heard there, Coach Dave Wenger had a big tournament up in Lincoln today, and they're looking forward to getting to the championship round there and taking on Atlantic and Shadow Lushen, having a chance to take on the number one versus number two. We don't get that very often on the mat, and that we're looking forward to, and that coming to fruition here this afternoon. But for everyone here at Corn 34 and 5, I want to thank you and have a great weekend. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, for making this possible and surviving all my technical difficulties that I create and keeping us on the air. And I want to thank him, and thank everyone at the KIC Studios for making this broadcast possible. From the Corner 34 and 5, this is Jason Summers saying so long until next week. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
Forecasters say cold records will